like to inform everyone that today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
All right, thank you very much. All right, hello everybody. Mason Cole here. We're going to go ahead and get started. Julie, can I confirm that you're taking notes for us?
I am taking notes, Mason. Thank you.
Very good, thank you.
Can I do a roll call for the record, please, Mason?
Yes, please. So I'll start. Mason Cole here from the U.S.
And we've got Chris Chaplow on the line from
the Commercial
and Business Users Constituency. Jamie Wagner, ISP. Steve Holston, Registry Constituency. Catherine Sigma, Registry Constituency. And for staff, we have Julie Headland, Rob Hogarth, and Ken Bauer, and myself, Glenn.
All right, thank you, Glenn. Did we miss anyone?
Yes, we. I have got no apologies from anybody.
Okay. All right, very good. Thank you, Glenn. did everybody receive a copy of the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'd like to approve those. Could I have a motion, please, to approve those minutes?
Yes, I will make the motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Steve. Is there a second?
Yeah, Chris Chaplow, second.
Thank you, Chris. Any discussion to that motion?
No, I think the minutes are. I think the minutes are great.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you.
I couldn't have done them.
All right. Can I assume that's a unanimous approval?
Yes.
Okay. Approve it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. For the benefit of the recording, I had commented separately to Julie that I'm amazed that she made sense of our meandering brainstorm session in such an organized fashion. So thank you.
Good job, Julie.
Well, thank you very much, but I can't take all the credit. Ken made substantive revisions to what I had recorded, so I think we can thank Ken as well.
Yes, very true.
Well, thanks to both of you then. All right, so let's take a look at the agenda. I don't have that many items. I know we need to discuss some things, but is there anything else that needs to be added to the agenda at this point? Because really what I'd like to focus on today, if we can, is the work plan itself and start parsing some work out. So is there anything else we need to cover? All right.
I can't think of anything.
Okay. All right. Julie, thanks very much for sending out a copy of the work plan as it exists. And by the way, when I talk about the work plan, I'm referring to the checklist that we're using really just to keep track of the work itself. I think as we agreed before, there's really no point in having a checklist and a separate plan. It'd just be repetitive. So has everybody had a chance to review the checklist and see and understand what's on it?
No, I wasn't able. Jamie, right now.
Okay, Jamie, we'll make sure you get a copy. In fact, Julie, if you do you have a copy handy that you could quickly email to Jamie?
Antonio DeBarge,
guys? Yes, I do, actually.
Okay, good. Hello, Antonio.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry to be late.
That's okay. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you send it to Catherine also?
I know that it was one of the two documents that was sent out on Friday at 6:15 p.m. Eastern time. In addition to the minutes, there was both the minutes and the draft work team recommendation checklist.
Okay.
I found it.
You do have it?
Yes, I do, thanks.
Okay, good. Julie, if you wouldn't mind sending a copy to Jamie, I'd appreciate it.
I'll do that right away, thank you.
All right, thanks. It's a good document. It's comprehensive in terms of, I think, understanding what we already have agreed to put on our plate in terms of making recommendations. But I'd like to ask if there's anything on here that we know we would like to add at this point. Does anybody have any input into that?
Yes, I've got a number of little points. I think everything in there, I don't think there's anything that I don't agree with that's on the list, but I think there's a couple of things that we might consider adding in.
Sure, yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Should I fire away? Okay.
Yeah, please.
In the first section on the website, the languages other than English, that was brought up quite a lot of times in Shari and at various points.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be worthy of an item all on its own.
You mean creating a recommendation about having the site available in other languages specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of that comes up a lot of times when you go through the documentation, the LSC, the BCG, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We just touched on it last week, but also about the website usability review, including reviews of the statistics.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's a recommendation, or it may be a work item, but I was thinking about some sort of content inventory. I'm not sure where that's going to come in to us. Because at the moment it's quite a big job to click around the GNSO website and take stock of everything that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the line, that's going to have to come into our thinking, isn't it? So.
Yeah, by that you mean inventory the content as it currently exists, and then try to take out things that are no longer relevant.
No longer relevant things that should be in it. From a pure content perspective.
Okay. Okay.
Right, okay. Also a place for the low visibility of the GNSO, but from the non-technological recommendations.
What do you mean by that?
Let me just go. I've got a note here, LSC page 48, which the recommendations about... Yeah, page 48 in the GNSO, it's only in the LSC, item 3.2.
Mm-hmm.
And the external visibility of the GSO, there's quite a lot of comments through the documents about this. But they're not necessarily talking about technology. I think this was also mentioned in the minutes.
Yeah.
It's a place to bolt on any comments. Perhaps I shouldn't go under the website. Perhaps it should be under somewhere else. I'm not quite sure where to put it.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Another one about this, another theme that seems to run through is this ability for stakeholders to find out what's going on. And I'm also thinking about, people have mentioned traces, people have mentioned overviews of what's important and what's not important and significant. So it's not necessarily a technical thing. It's somebody that's going to have to author these subjects.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay, and just before I hand over to somebody else, just to tidy up the problem and the recommendation around the document management, I think there's on the version of the checklist I've got, I think there's a sort of mismatch there where we've got the second problem is poor organisation, inconsistent document management. Then I think the recommendation is a different recommendation.
Okay.
So it's almost creating four sections in that.
Right.
This is Ken. Can I get in the queue?
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Okay. With respect to that last point, we talked about this on the call last week. There's some terminology issues that we're just going to struggle with a little bit until we get it nailed down. But what's in this checklist, the fourth one under the first big heading, says content management. But if you look at the words, authoring, versioning, workflows, check-in, out, and so forth, and even the multi-language support, which is something that was talked about just a second ago, that really does embrace the document management requirement at a high level.
Okay, then. So it's just a question of changing the wording of that problem, then, poor organization and consistent document management.
Yes, in fact, I think that if you took all the words after the colons, we could probably regroup them better than they are here. Not that these aren't okay, but we heard on the call with ICANN staff 2 weeks ago, Mark Salvaterra made a plea with all of us not to use content management when we meant document management. And the original business requirements that I participated in developing did not follow that request. content management. In other words, a document is a piece of content, right? And so if you talk about content management, it can indeed absorb documents. But for the purposes of ICANN staff, they would prefer that we say that we not refer to document management in that context. So content does in fact include things like documents, but when we use the term document management, we're referring more to the versioning, authoring, and collaboration elements of it than we are just to its storage, access, retrieval, and how it gets named and populated and in what kind of form it gets put out there.
No, that's a good point. We don't want to confuse people.
Yeah, and unfortunately, in this technical world, it's very difficult with the terms and what they mean. You almost have to say every time, when I use this, I mean that.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, in our final recommendation document, that we probably ought to make that clear.
Yeah, glossary.
Yeah, right. Yeah, our own dictionary. Okay. All right, Chris, did you have any more to add there?
Just looking. Just some notes. About the formalized channels, I think there's some discussion about how deep we get into that, but the themes that seem to run through this and the words I've got was transparency, open meetings, telephone calls versus face-to-face, which is the LSE recommendation 15.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just that's about it, really.
Okay. All right, good. Those are very good suggestions. Anyone else have anything they'd like to see added?
This is Ken again.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ken.
On the last call, I raised this is an overarching question, and which is there isn't really anything that I saw in the BGC report or LSE for that matter, but I'm wondering if the team wouldn't be interested in taking on the question about the quality of communications within ICANN. And by that, I'm talking more about the effectiveness of sharing meaning, right? So there's one whole element that we can make communication spiffier, faster, more colorful, quicker, all that stuff that deals with the technology world, and that's a hugely important thing to do, of course. But I'm wondering, too, we talked a little bit on the call last week, trying to find some examples of this. Meaning we could create almost, if you would, a netiquette kind of set of guidelines for ICANN about things that we can all do that just makes the communication between parties more effective. Like I raised one that I find is kind of interesting in ICANN. I find that emails, frequently people don't take the time to address their messages to anybody. You know, dear Mark, dear, or even without the dear, Joe, Harry, mm-hmm. Sue, the policy team, the GNSO council list. Emails are just created and then they're to'd and copied and blind copied, and nobody takes the trouble to say, really, who is it intended for and who's got the action item on something.
Mm-hmm.
So, that would be an example of a netiquette kind of guideline that we, the communications team, might publish as part of this wholesome set of recommendations that would be about improving communications within ICANN. Someone, on the call, I guess it must have been Chris or Steve, raised another example, which was,
example you're going to reference, Ken, was my note about how everybody essentially replies all to these lists. So even if you're just saying, okay, I'll be there, or responding to the sender, these lists end up sending it to pretty much everybody. So that I think is another one that you had mentioned as a sort of voluntary guideline in terms of netiquette.
Yeah, I understand your point. Because the end result of that is that it ends up being a lot of wasted time and space. And like if you look on a discussion list, for example, you might have 20 mails in a string, and only one of them really is critical.
Right,
and it makes it more cumbersome to find data or something that you're really looking for. Well, I do think, and I'd love to hear the rest of the team on this too. That I do think there's room in our recommendations to make. I don't think we have to get way down in the weeds, but there is room to make recommendations about things that can have a positive impact on the way that the GNSO interacts and that makes it more effective and less cluttered. So I don't mind taking these suggestions. I actually think they're useful.
Yeah, and my initial, I guess, perception of being on the receiving end of all of these reply all emails was, if there is this openness and transparency mandate that everybody is very self-conscious about, then they don't even want to say anything on the side without broadcasting it to the group. But that seems very inefficient and
we all need to use common sense. I was just making some notes while you were talking, Ken. I think in our recommendations, if we it's a little early to do this, but I was thinking that we could divide our recommendations into three sets. One would be tools for communication, which are some of the things we've already talked about, like the website or a document management system or what have you. Another area would be content itself, and by content I mean the content of our communications, meaning let's avoid excessive sort of the diplomatic speak that seems to pervade ICANN and speak more in, you know, plain everyday language. The content should, we should have effective translation capability, those kinds of things. And then the other area would be process, which is, you know, how communication is facilitated, right? How, for example, we may find that I'm just pulling this out of the air, but it may be useful to make a recommendation, for example, that the GNSO have, a regular monthly communication to all of its stakeholders, maybe by email or I don't know, something. But, you know, that would be an example of process. any thoughts on that?
I put only that content is Jamie talking.
As, yeah.
Content would be first, because I think all tools would have to share the same content.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Talking. All right. You know, that's a good point. Well, as I said, it's probably a little early to do that, but you know, some of these thoughts and ideas can be categorized, I think, in certain ways that will make it more make it easier for the GNSO and the board to understand.
But only one question. When you say content, the example you gave was more of a style, and I would rather think of a different types or categories of content that I think we should, like public comments section, and it would relate with the document management process, public sections, and I would the sections in the type of categories of sections that would subjects and that would be classified, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only a matter of style, but
it's a good point. Okay, thank you, Jamie. All right. Okay. So, any other input on this subject here?
One of the things I found for relatively new members, the sheer number of acronyms used at ICANN is bewildering.
Good point.
And I think, I have some sort of recommendation on this, or an up-to-date glossary that's continually updated. Yep.
Good point.
Good point. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. All right. So does anyone else have anything that they'd like to add to the work plan as it currently exists? Okay. I'm going to make a proposal. I think we've talked about this before, but again, I'd love to hear what the team thinks. What may be useful to start organizing our work is just to get an outline of a recommendation document prepared. It doesn't mean that's what it's eventually going to look like. It's just a way to start feeding information into a central place of storage so that we know what's done and what's not. So, with everyone's permission, I'm going to open that document, and we can use it to aggregate whatever work results we produce, because eventually it's going to need to go in there anyway. The question then comes to how we start dividing this work up, because there's a page and a half now, probably soon to be more like 2 pages of things that we need to look into, find information about, you know, be intelligent about, and make recommendations on. So, you know, I suppose we can approach it any way we feel like, but there does need to be a way to start allocating this work out to the folks on the team. You know, but I might propose that you know, we take a look at the document, and if there's an area that interests you, you could volunteer to tackle that issue. Or does anyone else have any other ideas?
Well, this is Steve. It seems to me that the first section of the checklist is all very technical with respect to the website, and it's basically coming up with business requirements. We talked about how many of those are already in progress in a report that Ken Bauer and his predecessor, Penelope, had done.
Mm-hmm.
I think if somebody has particular expertise in drafting business requirements, they would be good people to volunteer for that particular portion of the work.
Mm-hmm.
Any takers?
I've got a specific interest in the website. I mean, that's my area of field, and it probably is everybody's interest, that one as well. I don't know specifically our business requirements. I do know that it's a good document we've got, and that first section has got a great kickstart already, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. So,
I would be happy to jump in on that section along with you, Chris, if you'd like, because I think we can work together with Ken Bauer.
Okay, yeah. I'd be more comfortable with that, yeah.
Why don't you and I tag team as to that initiative?
Okay, very good. Wow, that was easy. Thanks, guys. All right, so I have Chris and Steve down to tackle the website, and I'm going to assume that anyone else who has interest in contributing can join up at any time, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. right now, looking at the document, is there anything else that anyone specifically would like to volunteer to take on? Or, you know, we don't have to settle all this right now. We can do it over email as well. But if you see something you'd like, you certainly have an opportunity right now to speak up for it. All right. Well, I tell you what. Let's take that part offline, and I'll open an email thread among us to talk about how to get that sorted out from here. All right. Any other objections?
No.
Ideas? Thoughts? Okay. Once we get the work plan finalized, Ken and Julie and Rob, it's my understanding that we owe that to the broader OSC. Is that right?
Yes, Mason, this is Julie. From my understanding, that's correct.
Okay. So we just need to submit it to Chuck as the chair and say, you know, as a matter of information, and say, here's what we're going to focus on.
That's exactly right, I think.
Okay.
Well, do you think he'll want dates and some breakdown of how we intend to parse it?
Are you asking me or Julie?
Anybody.
Well, we should probably give him some, and I'll be glad to ask him as well. You know, what specifically do you need so that we know? You know, we know what we need to deliver.
Yeah, Mason, this is Julie. I think if we can at least come up with some preliminary deadlines or milestones,
yep.
I'm sure that he would appreciate that.
Yep. Yeah. Happy to do that. Okay. Very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
One area that I don't mind holding my hand up for is to do the translation and the language side of things.
Okay.
Just an area of interest. The smaller ones further down.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. all right. Next item on the agenda is we need. I believe this is our last weekly meeting. We're not meeting next week. There's the Passover holiday, so we're not meeting on Wednesday. but we do need for the rest of our time to agree to a meeting schedule. So I don't want to presume anything. Does anyone on the team have thoughts about meeting frequency and meeting frequency going forward? What we've agreed to, I believe, as a team is an October 1 deadline for having our work completely finished, no later than October 1, if not sooner. So between now and then, how often do we need to meet to make sure that we, we're progressing as fast as we need to?
I would suggest every other week.
Okay.
I think if we go to once a month, that's only five meetings, and that's enough.
Right. I agree with you there.
Once a week may not give enough time to tackle substance. I think we ought to, so we'll skip next week for Passover. I think we should meet the following week. I think Wednesdays at this time are generally good for me. I presume they are for others since we've had them already. So I'd say let's meet next week and by that point have 2 weeks from now, by that point have divvied up the work according to the checklist.
Mm-hmm.
And Mason, I guess you would add some of those other suggestions on top of the checklist.
Correct.
Well, so maybe we, 2 weeks from now, divvy up the work and from there move to a every other week meeting schedule.
Okay.
Just my suggestion.
Okay. Any other input from the team on this?
Yeah, I think we should confirm every meeting, the next meeting, and not, but try to make a first approach to an agenda until for all these meetings, okay, in order to everyone to make space in their schedule.
Yeah, I'll make sure and send out a meeting request for everybody so that we have it on our own schedule.
Yeah, at least we should agree on a time frame that is suitable to everybody. I think this schedule meetings every other week and at this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Can I assume that will be the case?
I believe that's what's being suggested. Yes, this time seems to work pretty well from most people, and yes, instead of weekly, we would go to every other week.
Okay.
All right. So, anyone else? Anyone else want to have a different idea? I mean, that sounds reasonable to me. But if somebody disagrees, then we're wide open here.
It's okay for me. I mean, send out a schedule for the next couple of months on that basis, I suggest.
Okay.
I would only ask for them to be confirmed in advance.
To be confirmed?
Yes. Even though we plan for these and we reserve time in our agendas, it should be confirmed with a
reminder, do you mean?
Yeah, 2 days advance notice.
Oh, okay,
maybe
I understand.
By Glenn or... Because sometimes... Well... Okay.
Okay, got it.
Sorry, this is Glenn. Will it be all right if I send out a notice then before each meeting? I mean, days in advance? Is that what you are requiring?
I think that's what Jamie's asking for, Glenn.
Yes.
If you would, if you don't mind, maybe a couple of days before each meeting. Yeah, just sending out a reminder that we're meeting.
And then just to get straight, so the next meeting will not be on the 8th, but will it be on the 15th?
Yes, that's
of
correct.
April, not
yes.
The 20th, and then not the 22nd.
Correct, but yes, on the 29th.
The 29th. Okay,
yes.
That's fine. Okay, I'll get that out.
Okay,
and
thank you.
When you typically send out those notes about the call-in information, that's an appropriate reminder, in my opinion.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Glenn. And then we also should set a time in Sydney for a face-to-face meeting, but we can do that as we get closer to the meeting. Okay. Any other business for us today?
This is Ken.
Yeah, Ken?
Just a quick update, if I may, on the discussions that are continuing to go on with the ICANN staff.
Please do.
Okay. We had a conference call yesterday, Julie, Rob, and I, with the principal leaders, which are Joyce Thomas and Rita Panagas and I guess Roman and maybe one or two others from the ICANN staff. Joyce is our project leader, and what she's going to be doing is creating a charter document for this work, especially around the technology stuff, right? And the general approach that we kind of talked about is that the project scope would be very inclusive, meaning that it would cover everything that we've identified so far and that was included in LSE and board recommendations around technology. Their suggestion was that we prioritize the requirements work sort of maybe like this, on the basis of sort of implementability or doability. I mean, you could take a look at the entire set of requirements, and we could work a long time, months even, to say, okay, now we've specified a full, complete set of requirements, only 25% of which is actually achievable in a short time frame or in any reasonable time frame. Some of the requirements might not be achievable even over the space of years, just because, you know, we talked about this before, like document management. To do a robust document management system that is automated, multi-platform capable, and so forth and so on, is simply not achievable because there are no industry available packages that would meet ICANN's requirements today. It would be some kind of a kludge or integration of multiple pieces, and it would be very difficult, maybe even too expensive to achieve. But there are some requirements that have that are implementable, and we could start to see incremental improvements if we tackled those first. So that's just a heads up as to the general idea of where we're going with this, and maybe we can. The three of us that are going to work on requirements can take advantage of this knowledge so that we start scoping our work on the pieces that I can indicate will be the ones that, I mean, we want to tackle the requirements work in phases.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It, very much so.
See, because what the ICANN staff now is saying to us is, hey, if you give us a set of content management requirements, we'll start building it.
Right.
We won't wait until the end of 4 months before all the requirements are done. We'll actually get started soon, which means that by the time we get to October 1, in addition to having a full set of requirements developed, we might actually have meaningful, live improvements in the web architecture that are actually either delivered or in the process of being delivered or being beta tested, you know, and that would be a real strong feather in our cap, I think.
It's an excellent suggestion, Ken. It really is.
All right, so that was just a sort of mini report on where we are, and it's probably going to be a couple of weeks yet before we have that charter. But
okay.
But since I'm trying to maintain a liaison between us and the ICANN staff, I'll make sure that none of the work we do in the interim is counterproductive to where we're heading.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Thanks for having our back on that one.
Yeah, okay.
Steve, did you have anything to contribute there?
Nope, I have nothing more to add.
Oh, sorry. I thought I heard you trying to get in there. Okay. Any other business today?
Just a question.
Yeah.
Your recommendation is to start implementation in which time frame?
Ken, you want to address
that? Because as I understood, implementation would begin, what I agree, while we are still completing business requirements, and since we have something about content, it could be already start implementation. But is that, am I correct? Is that the suggestion that was made?
Yes, that's right. We would we would take the full set of requirements and we would say, okay, this set, this subset, it would be better to work on this subset now because we know that there are technology solutions. ICANN's already picked a platform of choice, Drupal. We could actually work on that first and then get people building and developing a website that has all those requirements in it. While that's happening, we would go back then to the next set of requirements, maybe collaboration tools or document management issues or something along those lines, while the implementation is continuing. So it's sort of, you think of it as maybe an agile development or prototyping methodology kind of an approach, where you take a piece, start work, then take another piece, start work.
Yes.
And we'll make sure that we are not, the danger in this approach is that you start your building process and then you discover a requirement that makes you have to go and start all over again.
Yeah, we don't want that.
And we don't want that. And I don't think there's much danger of that, to be honest.
No, I think if we understand it is a demo and there's an opportunity there, if the Mark and the team are chomping at the bit, as it were, and also for people to give feedback to what we're doing as a team, it's so much easier to do that from some sort of working model than a paper document.
Exactly.
Yeah, good point.
That's the whole advantage of the sort of prototyping or agile development methodology approach, is that you actually get to see as it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Other business. Oh, folks, we're in danger of actually doing this in under an hour. Excellent work. All right. If there's nothing else, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I will make that motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Steve. And someone needs to second that, please.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. And I don't think we need to have any discussion. If there's no objection, then that'll be a unanimous yes on adjournment.
I was not so formal last week, just so you know, Mason. I think we just said goodbye and hung up the phone.
Now we can go to that model, too. All right. If there's nothing else, folks, then we'll adjourn for now, and we'll speak again in 2 weeks and talk over email.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.